From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A Ten Commandments monument has been installed on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol. It comes nearly a year after an identical monument was destroyed. Last June, a mentally ill man deliberately drove his car into the 6,000-pound granite tablet less than 24 hours after it was erected. Michael T. Reed had destroyed a similar monument in Oklahoma back in 2014. State Senator Jason Rapert shepherded the authorization of the Arkansas Monument in 2015 and Thursday presided at the unveiling of its replacement. It was approved by the state legislature, but is privately funded and donated by the American Heritage and History Foundation, of which Senator Rapert is its president.
The sole reason that we donated this monument to the state of Arkansas is because the Ten Commandments are an important component to the foundation of the laws and the legal system of the United States of America.
But the resurrection of the monument is on uncertain ground. A number of parties plan legal action. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas plans to file suit. ACLU Arkansas Legal Director Holly Dixon contends the Ten Commandments display is about religion, not about American legal history.
He can call this a historical monument all day long, but it went up today. It's not something that's been in place for many, many years. It is a new monument that we believe violates the Establishment Clause. And not only are we concerned that it's unconstitutional, it's just un-American to put up something that is divisive and tells some Americans that they are second-class citizens.
Certainly, religion is at the heart of the display for many of the people who attended the monument's dedication. Jerry Cox is the president of the Family Council. The Little Rock-based organization says its mission is to strengthen traditional family values found and reflected in the Bible by impacting public opinion and public policy in Arkansas.
It really has a dual meaning for me, and I think for many Christians. Number one, it's part of the Bible, and as Christians, we believe that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God. So that's really important to us and to lots of other people. But on another level, one would be hard-pressed to find any written document that is more central and more basic to everything we are in Western civilization.
Lucian Greaves, the head of the Salem, Massachusetts-based Satanic Temple, a non-theistic and political activist group, sees religion in this monument, too. He thinks Rapert's secular legal history defense is a charade.
Even if people agree with the Ten Commandments and they hold them sacred, they should be offended that they're being presented as a mere legal document at this point in order to try to keep them on the grounds.
His organization plans to file an intervener after lawsuits are filed by others, like the ACLU. But rather than asking for the Ten Commandments to come down altogether, he'll instead ask for a monument to Baphomet, a winged, goat-headed figure. The Arkansas Society of Freethinkers has a similar idea. Lee Wood Thomas was at the dedication ceremony. He wants to erect a wall of separation monument.
We're of the mindset that this is a religious monument, and so if our government's going to remain constitutional and be secular, it's an all-or-nothing proposition. And so if Mr. Rapert paved the way for religious monuments, then he did it for all of us.
But Senator Rapert maintains the Ten Commandments have legitimacy, unlike other proposals, because they're rooted in American traditions.
The ACLU's attack on the Ten Commandments display another attempt to undermine the historic ideals foundational to our common heritage. The ACLU wants to knock down the history of our nation's legal history.
33-year-old Lee Rushing happened upon the dedication while on a walk during her lunch break. For her, a Southern Baptist, it's a welcome addition to the Capitol grounds.
I'm a Christian. I mean, I love the Ten Commandments, I love the Bible. And
legal battles lay ahead for the display. A private law firm, the Liberty Institute, has pledged to pay for the cost of defending the monument in court rather than having the state do it. But for now, a monument to the Ten Commandments will stand, barring another act of vandalism. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.